a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits. And here's reason number 16 why you ought to come to Modern Woodman Park and see the Bandits play. We use no robots. Even our umpires are very much human. Sometimes I kind of wish we did use robots. I invite you to come cheer on the River Bandits and give the umps an earful. Now, enjoy an earful of the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
I am Dave. Welcome to the show. I'm just playing. I'm not a robot. We're having some fun already. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Did you ever want to be part of a robot?
Like a Voltron? Or like I would be like the robot? Leg or something? I've thought about it. Yeah, maybe some cybernetics.
Like a robotic ulna?
That is your forearm? What is an ulna?
Right here.
Is that what that is? What would that help? Doesn't
Darth Vader have that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's all robot,
well,
though.
Well, he's more machine than man now. Yes, you're absolutely right about that. You're still wrong about
I saw a little bit of Return of the Jedi on, what would that have been, Saturday evening.
Oh, so you're flipping around and Return of the Jedi's on. Did you watch? How much of it did you watch?
I just saw the part where Luke is kind of a cranky old man.
Oh, that's
not Return of the Jedi, The Last Jedi.
Oh, The Last Jedi. What was that on?
Return of the Last Jedi.
That was on TV?
No, it was on some sort of, someone has Netflix or
oh,
something.
Oh, fun. So you were watching a little bit of that. That's a.
I fell asleep.
I have yet to. I saw it in the theaters. I've watched it a couple times on DVD and Netflix. I have yet to stay awake for the whole movie. I did stay awake the entire time in the theater.
So that's the sort of thing that this it causes. This it's not just me.
Every time I've tried to watch that movie at home, I've never made it all.
Does
the way
he ever lighten up in the movie?
You could say that. You could say that he does.
Iron Man dies.
Oh, no, come on. Don't ruin that for people yet.
What did I just ruin?
You ruined a whole other thing.
What? Iron Man's not even in Star Wars.
Yeah, but what is he in?
I don't know. Iron Man?
Okay, you don't even know what you did. But you just did something.
I did what?
Nothing. I got a story here of an unhappy bride that I want to share with you. This is a story that has gone viral where a bride was furious because they're at the wedding.
Yes.
She goes to the bathroom.
Yes.
She comes back.
And?
Her brand new sister-in-law has eaten all the food off of her plate.
This is what the holidays are going to be like.
Newlywed bride went on one of these forums where these gals all bitch about things and says, you know, I don't know how to process this. She says, I had like two or three bites of my dinner. Stuffed lamb. By the way, stuffed lamb.
Okay, so not
very fancy.
So not a buffet.
No.
An actual sit-down dinner.
Right. And they get, you know, they serve you at that head table first.
Yes, typically.
Yeah. So she says, I had two or
three
bites.
Was she coming? Was the sister-in-law coming from a different table?
No, the sister-in-law is a bridesmaid.
Oh, okay. So she was up there.
She and the bridesmaid went together and ended up chatting for a couple of minutes. And then she returns to her seat.
You finished with that lamb?
She returns to the table, found her husband and his sister sitting next to each other talking.
Uh-huh.
And she noticed that her new sister-in-law had finished her meal.
I wonder if she was even conscious of it.
Right. So she's sitting there talking to her brother and just assumes...
Kind of Huh. I'm just noshing here.
She says, why did you let your sister eat my meal?
I don't know.
He said, says, I thought you were finished. Finished? I had like two bites.
Hadn't even started.
And he goes, I don't see what the big deal is.
At the reception.
So she ate your meal. I don't see what the problem is.
Welcome.
Right?
There you go. Set a tone early.
She writes here, didn't want to kick off on my wedding day and make a scene, so I sat back down in front of my empty plate, looking longingly around the room at all the people eating slowly who hadn't yet finished, and I just pretended everything was okay, which is probably what you should do.
They couldn't get the bride another plate?
If anyone is going to get another plate, I would assume it would be you, honey. Like, why doesn't she just go, hey, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm kind of the big deal around here. Somebody get me a plate of food.
Listen, you paid for 100 plates. We brought out 100 plates.
That's what they say to you.
There's no more food.
Well, how much lamb do you think there is? There's a finite amount of lamb, honey.
You think we were holding back lamb?
Let me ask you this, honey. Would it make sense to you, if you were the caterer, to make an extra plate of lamb in case a bridesmaid eats the bride's food?
You know what?
That doesn't happen. You're the one that married into a cuckoo family, honey.
You know what kind of trouble we get in if we hold back lamb?
It's very tasty.
No, all the lamb there was put on those 100 plates.
You think we got a lamb reserve?
No.
You're out of your mind, lady.
That's not ethical. That's not how we do things.
Maybe that's how it is in this family that you've been in, by the way, for about an hour now.
This industry doesn't allow such a thing.
No,
it's an unwritten rule.
I assure you,
a written rule.
It's frowned upon in writing.
If you take a look at the agreement, it says all the lamb will be served. And it was.
Lady, I'd love to give you a plate of lamb, but that could cost me my license.
Yeah.
I'm not about to lose my livelihood because you married into a clearly insane family.
Mm-hmm.
So then the husband gives her absolutely no satisfaction.
Uh-huh.
So the only thing, and this is where we're at now, the only thing she can do is go online and talk to strangers about it.
Yeah.
Say, am I out of my mind to be upset about this? I don't think she's out of her mind to be upset about it, but I also think...
Are you a big lamb fan?
I
never get a chance to have lamb.
No, there's no way. Lamb's one of those animals that's too cute to eat.
Oh no, we're going to butcher a bunch of them
for
this wedding.
What are euros are made out of lamb, right?
They should be.
Is it goat or lamb?
If they're...
If I go to one of the local euro places, that's lamb I'm eating, right?
I think that's about the only time I get a lamb. I would say probably, I can't believe that's 100% lamb.
I think
it's maybe some sort of lamb flavored treat.
Shrimp-like
cocktail. Mm,
that's interesting.
It'd be, you
don't think euros are made entirely out of lamb?
I wouldn't think so.
You think that maybe there's some filler?
Yeah, there's some goings on there, I would guess.
Have you ever been to a wedding where they had lamb? I'm wondering, is that a cultural thing that I'm not aware of? Gyros are made out of thinly sliced marinated pork. That's in Greece. Greek-American gyros are made with a large sausage-like cone of seasoned minced lamb and beef.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. But I like that taste. That's a good taste.
No, it's a good taste, but yeah. For the price point, I can't believe that it would be 100% lamb.
So in Greek, a gyro is made of thinly sliced marinated pork. Here, it's minced lamb and beef. I wonder why we made that change here in the States. Is it just an economic thing?
Arby's offering up the 2 for $6 isn't able to give you 100% lamb.
So actual Greek gyros are made out of pork? That sounds fantastic. What does anyone offer that? Pork gyros? That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
We got plenty of pork around here.
We do.
Pork's a lot easier to get than lamb. Have some lamb.
As far as catching?
Right. Well, just in terms of producing.
I think a wild boar would be just as difficult to catch in the wild.
Well, you don't catch lamb in the wild.
As a wild lamb.
Don't they grow them on farms?
This lamb is on the lamb.
Isn't that like lamb farm somewhere? Isn't that how that works? Let's get into the top five things, shall we?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the village of East Davenport. Mm. They're at 2115 East 12th Street. And they want you to enter their Mama Knows Best Advice Contest.
Every time you read this liner and you do it like that, I always expect you to say it like this. Can I start?
Yes, go right ahead.
This is what I... In my head, this is what I hear.
This is what I'm going to do?
Yeah, and then you never do it, and it always makes me laugh.
Okay.
And you should stick to the script, but...
Yes.
Enter their Mama Knows Best Advice Contest and loving it. I keep expecting that, but it never happens.
No, they've got that contest going on now through the week.
Mm.
Follow Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry on Instagram and like their Facebook page. Submit a quote from Mom by May 9th to win a $500 gift card that you either give to her or she knows nothing about, and it's yours. A random winner is going to be selected on May 10th.
Don't do that.
I'm not saying that's what I would do. But
no.
Upload a picture of you and your mom for an extra chance to win. How they're going to know it's your mom is beyond me as well. Again, it's a random drawing. Purchase your Mother's Day
gift.
You just put
Estelle Getty photoshopped into this. Right. That's not your mother.
We'll stop or she'll shoot.
Purchase your Mother's Day gift now at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry and receive a free Lago Messina's chocolate, a jewelry cleaner, and a jewelry diamond pen. Visit Mary's and check out their bridal line that they have available right now.
The place to be.
Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, if you're there, mention Nacho Radio when you make a purchase, and you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade tuna, their homemade recipe made fresh daily. It's absolutely delicious. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food and turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right.
And loving it.
Number one. One.
Okay, this story comes to us from America's Wang. It's Florida, of course.
Florida.
I feel like I throw this around a lot, and I want you to know I'm aware that I use this a lot. But every time I say it, I genuinely mean it, mm-hmm. all right? Mm-hmm. This isn't shtick. I want to be real here for a minute.
You're not doing a bit?
This is not a bit, all right? I'm looking right into the microphone, and I want you to know, Dave and Darren listeners, a lot of times when I'm talking, it's out of the side of my mouth. A lot of times it's just a lot of sarcasm.
Hyperbole.
Yes. I genuinely mean it when I tell you each and every time that I've got the most Florida story of all time.
Okay.
This is more Florida
than the staring contest?
That's one of the all-time greats. I think this certainly deserves consideration for being right on the shelf.
And we're going to start the show with it.
Yes. Yes, okay. because
top
I can't five things. I can't stand
not talking about it.
I've been waiting all day to share this with you.
Okay.
This happened down in Punta Gorda, where a lot of the crazy stuff tends to happen, right? As soon as I see Punta Gorda, Florida, I know I'm in for a treat, and I hope you feel the same way. This happened last night at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Deputies pulled over a pickup truck. Man and a woman are in a pickup truck at 3:15 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the pickup truck drive past a stop sign on Oil Well Road. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't stop. So they pull over the truck.
Hey, what's going on?
22-year-old man driving told the deputies that he and the woman who were in the car, she's 25, he and the woman that were in the truck, they were trying to collect frogs and snakes.
Mm-hmm.
The deputy gave the driver a warning for the stop sign violation and asked to see what wildlife they had collected to make sure they didn't have anything they weren't supposed to have.
Right.
The driver opened some bags near him in the truck, which contained clothes and some personal effects. The 25-year-old female passenger opened up a backpack that was at her feet, revealing 42 small three-striped mud turtles and one soft-shell turtle.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a big bag of turtles, Darren.
Yes, a bag of turtles.
3:15 in the morning.
I like turtles.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. You're a great zombie, but there's more. So the deputies say, okay, well...
what are you doing with the turtles?
You can't have all of these turtles. And then the deputies ask this woman if she had anything else that the deputies needed to know about. That's when she pulled a foot-long alligator out of her yoga pants.
Like you do.
And placed it in the truck bed.
Well, this.
I'm going to repeat the sentence I just read, because even though I've known about this story all morning long, every time I look at the sentence, my brain goes sideways. I don't know that this makes sense as a sentence, When deputies asked her if she had anything else on her person the deputies needed to know about, she pulled a foot-long alligator out of her yoga pants and placed it in the truck bed. A foot-long alligator.
That's got to be relatively pleasurable for the alligator.
Well, but...
very snug, very secure.
Yoga pants are not something... if you're trying to steal something, yoga pants are not what you want to wear.
You would think an alligator would be revealed in yoga pants, yes.
I'm a mama papa coming for you. Florida Fish and Wildlife and Conservation Commission got a call. At 3:50 in the morning, they arrived on the scene to continue the investigation. The two turtle species and the American alligator are all native to Florida, but they are regulated. So the driver and the woman, who again pulled the foot-long alligator out of her yoga pants.
Check out that alligator in the yoga pants. It's good luck. Looking good.
Cited for having them and for violating bag limits for the reptiles. All the reptiles were seized and released. So the reptiles are all back in nature. But if you think I'm not going to share...
zero haul, then. We got nothing.
Up all night.
We got nothing.
Up all night on old oil well road, and we got nothing. In fact, the foot-long alligator that I told you to put in your yoga pants, you know, I bet when the cops ask you if there's anything else you want to tell them about, that means they don't know anything else, right? You don't need to be pulling anything out of your yoga pants, especially not a live foot-long alligator.
Or they were asking, is there anything else we need to know about while they're staring at the alligator in your yoga pants?
Florida.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Is that an alligator in your yoga pants?
Do you have some sort of crazy vein in your butt that we need to know about? What's going on there? Nobody was more bummed than the alligator when he was told to leave.
I'm pretty self-conscious of this whole thing.
I'll thank you not to bring it up.
Two.
January 1st is when weed is legal in the state of Illinois, Darren.
What?
January 1st.
When did this happen?
Okay. Over the weekend. No, this is a done deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't April Fool's Day.
No. No. So a couple of things. I want you to have all the information that you're going to need to know. One is marijuana, recreational marijuana, will be legal on January 1st.
Of what year?
This next one. This 2020. Next one. 2020. The governor said over the weekend he's reached an agreement with key lawmakers on this plan to legalize recreational marijuana land of Lincoln.
Why would you deal with lawmakers that aren't key?
Well, yeah, exactly.
I'm not dealing with you.
You're a nobody.
It's a waste of time.
No, they have a supermajority, so whatever he wants, he gets. The legislation will allow adults 21 and older to legally buy cannabis for recreational use from licensed dispensaries.
Hard cheese, you 20-year-olds.
Illinois residents can possess up to an ounce of marijuana.
I got you.
Non-residents can possess a half an ounce.
Would that be me?
You're not a resident of Illinois anymore.
No.
So you can have a half ounce.
But while I'm in Illinois?
You're fine.
I can't come to Iowa with it.
Well, you legally know. But the face you're making leads me to believe.
Legally.
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 Legally, no.
You mean same way you're not supposed to be transporting large quantities of alcohol
across
the state lines?
If you get a six-pack of Keystone,
yes.
Do they sell them in six-packs, or is everything 12s? Who would buy a six-pack of it? I don't know. If you go to Moline and you bring a six-pack of Busch Light,
yeah.
If you bring that into the state of Iowa,
yes.
Technically you've broken the law.
If you can actually get from Illinois to Iowa.
Well, that's,
if you can figure,
boy, there's
if you
the
could,
rub.
If you could figure that out without it taking you 45 minutes, well, kudos to you.
There's the rub. The measure will also automatically expunge marijuana convictions like it never happened. Illinois will join 10 other states... legalizing recreational marijuana.
Now, what does that
marijuana?
Do as far as someone trying to get a job in Illinois?
What do you mean?
Can they test you for drugs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your company can have a policy that says you're not allowed to smoke, and then if they want to test you, they can. Yeah.
Bad policy.
Well, it's not the best. Well, there are some policies, some places that, you know, like if you're a commercial
driver.
You
don't know what my intent was. You don't know what my religious beliefs are. I'm a very private person.
It's part of my Rastafarian way of doing things. So this is how it's going to work.
Yes.
January 1st, It's legal. Recreational marijuana, legal in the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
However, the first licenses for Illinois growers, processors, and dispensaries won't be issued until May of 2020. So we're a year away from being able to go and buy anything. But I want you to look at it this way. It'll be, I think this is going to overlap, so that right around the time they get that bridge figured out, you'll be able to go to Illinois and get your weed if that's something you want to do.
Now, the dispensaries, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The dispensaries that already exist for medical marijuana,
yes.
are they ever like a combo?
Well, they want to be.
They want to be.
In fact, the dispensaries in Illinois have been lobbying that they should be the only ones allowed to do it. Now, I don't think that's going to happen either, but they're trying to make the case.
Say, hey, we were here first.
We've invested a lot of this.
We're already up and running.
Yes.
And we're doing this for people who need it medically.
Yes.
We would also like a play area.
Yes, one's for fun, one's for medicine. Yes. They will be, they want in, for sure.
I'm sure they do.
And they also, the owners of those licenses want kind of exclusivity, saying we should be the only ones to get licenses.
Oh, I bet that's what their policy
now,
is.
Now, yes. If that'll be the case, I mean, you never know, it's Illinois, so it might be a matter of, well, who's willing to pay for what? My guess is that they will open the licenses up, and you're going to see these things everywhere, and they're going to be towns that have a stoplight and a dispensary.
Mm.
In Colorado, there were so many towns that we would drive into that had a gas station and three dispensaries.
I'm sure there's probably a town. Is there a town Dispensary, Illinois? There will be.
Dispensary, Illinois. Here it is. Yes. So this is something that is going to be, again, a legal weed coming to the state of Illinois in January. Although you're still
going to have... But up and running within a year.
But this is the thing, like, there's not going to be anywhere to legally buy it, but you can legally own it and smoke it. And then there'll be places to legally buy it. So we're about 12 months away from being able to go to wherever they'll have that figured out. And then I imagine if you give them a license, like, you'll only be able to buy as a non-resident. They'll only sell you half an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all you need, right?
I would think so. Are we talking about a long weekend or?
Well, I'm not sure how that works.
A long December?
Will they say?
But there's reason to believe.
Next year will be better than last. This will be a long dispenser. If you're somebody who's been waiting for legal weed in Illinois, it's going to be the longest December in history.
I think it's the best year ever.
I think smoking dope for New Year's is the best thing ever.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by a new sponsor, Jacobs Mulch and Services. They're serving the Illinois and Iowa Quad Cities since 1995. Call 309-762-1250.
Hang on. I'm going to call them immediately after the show.
Okay.
309-762-1250.
For free estimates.
Okay.
You can visit them online at jacobsmulch.com. Big or small.
Right,
big or small. They do them all.
Hmm.
Call today to arrange mulch delivery and spreading.
Yeah, that's what I need.
It's the finishing touch every garden deserves. Again, 309-762-15. Excuse me. I got to get this right. Why do I have this?
You didn't just give me the wrong number, did you?
I think I gave you the right number.
762-1250?
I think I gave you the right number, and then I was going to say it again and say it incorrectly.
Well, don't give somebody else's number.
I'm not.
We don't need a bunch of David Darren listeners.
Hey, a bunch of people are calling. Have them stop calling.
So, again, it's Jacob's... Help me out here.
Oh, I did have it wrong.
Okay, you gave me the wrong number?
Yes, here's the
give me the right number then.
Here's the number.
All right.
It is 762-1520.
Well, that's not even close to what you told me.
Well, it was just kind of inverted.
All right, so say it again. This is the real number for real this
309-762-1520.
And they do free estimates.
They do free estimates. Save time and hassle. Have your mulch delivered to your home, business, or job site. Let Jacobs Mulch and Service do the spreading. Jacobs Mulch and Services specializes in landscaping from urban designs to gardens, forestry, from trimming to removal. Their professional landscapers get the job done.
Mm.
Jacobs Mulch and Services even does ornamental projects. Jacobs Mulch and Services.
I got some dead trees
50.
I need to get taken
well,
care of.
There you go.
They'll do that too?
Yep. 215 50th Street in Moline. Call 309 762 1520.
Mm-hmm. I can confirm that as the number.
All right. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Don't forget about the Capriati's gift cards, because anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards, because everybody loves Capriati's. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
From what we've discussed so far, what's been your favorite story? The alligator in the yoga pants, or the fact that weed is legal here in about 7 months?
I like them all.
Number three.
It's going to be tough to top those two stories. Can we just, you know,
can we agree to disagree?
Can we just all understand that there's a bar in Ohio that's in the news.
And it is hurting.
These bar owners are hurting. Where can you still smoke in bars? Can you still smoke in Missouri? I think in bars you can.
Can you still smoke in Indiana?
You can still rock in America. I know that's the case. This bar in Ohio is in the headlines because of an interesting garnish that they've decided to go with. And I don't quite know why this is catching on, but
it's a garnish.
Yeah, it's a garnish.
To what?
To one of their drinks.
So a drink.
Yeah. It's gone to one of their drinks. The Ohio bar has an interesting theme that they're going with. It's a menstruation-themed cocktail.
Oh, boy.
It comes complete with a tampon applicator. Hmm. The drink is designed to raise awareness.
Is there anything left after it's done?
Well, I don't know how a lot of this lady stuff works. The applicator is that the whole tampon, or is that just the plastic thing?
I think that gets
you. That's the plastic thing you put in your yoo-hoo so the thing goes imp there, right?
I think it facilitates it going in.
Mm-hmm. The bar is called Yuzo, and they sparked controversy last week when their page, they call it the Even Can't Literally. It's a blood-colored berry margarita with a tampon applicator as a garnish. You know, for fun. That's something that they're very excited about.
I would like my martini to be dry, very dry.
$1 from every purchase of the drink goes to the Domestic Violence and Child Advocacy Center in Cleveland, Ohio. They say, we also decided if someone doesn't want the actual tampon in their drink, they can donate the tampon as well. Aren't there, like, chemicals and stuff in tampons? Don't, like, women go into, like, toxic shock syndrome and stuff?
Went to happy hour, now I've got toxic shock.
You could fill everything I know about tampons on the head of a pin. So I apologize if
that's
I'm asking...
That's a tiny tampon.
Well, thank you. I just had it stuffed. You don't want to put a tampon in a drink, do you? Isn't there like chemicals in there? Although I guess if you're putting it in your yitta, then it's all good. It can't be that bad for you, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the flavor profile is with that.
The owner of the bar says he wasn't that worried about there being a backlash. He says, I agree there's a controversy, but at the same time, I think it's a great way to get people talking about some of the needs. So this is a small way to bring awareness to real good causes that we're behind.
Hey, you know what topic I'd like to bring up? I know it's happy hour and everything, but...
How is menstruation tied into women's violence shelters? Are these women getting abused because they're...
Stop it!
Their eggs aren't getting fertilized and the lining is
dissolving? I told you to stop it, and you won't stop it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's just a natural thing.
It's nature's
Stop
day.
It!
It's every 28 days. What do you want me to do?
I told you to cool it. See? I told you to cool it. See?
I told you to knock it off with that menstruation.
Hey, I told you to cool it. See?
Four.
I just don't...
That thing's eating us out of house and home. See?
They're not cheap. I'll grant you that. This is interesting. Science discovering a new animal with an anus that comes and goes as it pleases. It's a jellyfish-like creature that does something that... It's the only animal they know of that does this. It has an anus that forms only when it needs to defecate.
Yes.
And then it disappears without a trace.
That's a neat trick.
Right?
Yes. As opposed to, say, the family dog.
It's a transient anus.
Get that out of my face.
They say there's no documentation of a transient anus in any other animals that they know of. Sydney Tam is a marine biologist at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts.
Didn't you know a hitchhiker named Transient Anus?
They think that this discovery represents some sort of in-between area in evolution. In some animals, like a jellyfish, the gut has one opening. So in a jellyfish, the mouth and the butthole are the same thing.
Tic-tac? How about asserts?
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
Now I know why they're so mad when you step on them.
Or they don't kiss. That's why they don't kiss. The Zing of the Day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. You never see jellyfish kissing.
No, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, I'm not saying they don't do it, mm-hmm. but they never kiss.
You know, they say opinions are like buttholes.
Uh-huh.
Jellyfish have them for mouths.
Yeah, it's not visible.
Oh, that's a neat little trick.
Yeah, they say unless this thing needs to poop, it just doesn't have an anus. And there's no trace of it under a microscope. It's not like it puts the anus away.
Oh,
it just
doesn't totally exist. Disappears.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Unless hey, put that anus away.
Unless it needs to defecate, it doesn't have an anus. But when it has to defecate...
Oh, you got an anus.
Then it grows an anus. Then it shoots everything out. And then it's like, okay, I'm done with that. And then the anus goes away. Isn't that crazy?
Strange.
Yeah. Yeah. They think that it might kind of give them clues as to how we all evolved. Like, how long does it take before you get a butthole in your in utero development?
In me specifically?
Well, I have a feeling I know when
me
yours
specifically,
was.
I started with one.
Job one.
That's where it all began. We just kind of
Those are the building blocks.
We built out from there.
We built this city on Darren's butthole. Finally, Darren, we go back to America's Wang for our last story.
Wouldn't make that song any worse.
Now you're knee deep in the hoopla. A state representative down in Florida is working on a ban, removing a ban.
You're saying a ban?
He wants to repeal the state ban on dwarf tossing because these bar owners in Florida are hurting. Representative Rich.
If that was your line of business.
Dwarf tossing or being a little person?
Being a little person
okay.
that gets tossed.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of how you made a living or made some money mm-hmm. anyway. Maybe it's just a weekend gig.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is cruel, but okay.
Where do you get a shirt that has a handle on it?
Imagine it's custom made.
You're custom made
yes.
for that sort of thing?
Yes. Representative Rich Workman filed House Bill 4063 yesterday. He tells the Florida Current down there, quote, to me, it's an archaic kind of big brother law that says we don't like that activity. Well, there's nothing immoral or illegal about that activity. All we really did by passing that law was take away some employment from some little people. Dwarf tossing has been banned for 30 years in Florida.
Is that
and
right?
And in Florida, they have the good sense to go, no, this isn't something we need to do.
No.
Yeah. 30 years it's been banned. Well, this guy finally...
I suppose that then if you were to do that sort of thing, it would have to be like a private function. This is not something that you
yes.
can do in public.
Yes, come
if you
to
were
my
to, if you
come
were
to my house party. We're going to be throwing a dwarf.
If you were
yes.
to do it like yes at a private school fundraiser or mm-hmm. something, that mm-hmm. you can do that.
Yes,
for the children.
Yes, the dwarf tossing returns under the current statute. If you are caught having a dwarf tossing contest, the state can suspend your liquor license.
Mm.
Yeah. and then you're just making a living putting alligators in your yoga pants. I don't know what happens then. But this is something he's working hard to repeal. And these bar owners are hurting. That's it for this episode of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. That was fun.
Which is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie, with or without protein.
Yeah.
How about a matcha green tea? Everybody loves it, either hot or served over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, where if you become a member and help us out, you'll have access to every podcast we've ever done, as well as specialty programming. And it's also brought to you by everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We certainly appreciate that. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. If you are interested, now that the weather is so much nicer, interested in booking the Capriati's food truck, well then email capriati'sfoodtruck@gmail.com, or for your private party, place of business, or event, you can give them a call at 563-284-2331. And I believe we are back with another podcast, and that is happening sometime later this week.
Thursday, right?
Thursday.
Does Thursday work
for you? Thursday sounds good.
All right, Thursday will be the next show. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, thanks for letting us do this one. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock on, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.